This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With a 7 p.m. deadline, Coloradans can still register and vote in person today. Tess Wells did so in Littleton this morning. She moved to Colorado 6 months ago. Wells says she knows the third-party presidential candidate she voted for won't win, but that it was important to make her voice heard.
I know that my candidate that I can consciously live with voting for isn't going to win, but I'm really hoping that the one that we all need will. And that we could finally get rid of some of the hate that is all over the place right now.
Wells says she took the day off from work because she expected long lines at the polls, but she's grateful for how quick and easy it was to register and vote in person today. Voters can also drop off completed ballots up until polls close at 7. CPR reporters are checking out voting locations around the state. Natalia Navarro went to Arapahoe Community College in Littleton.
There's a good amount of people dropping off ballots. Another few have been coming in to fill out their ballots in person. I just ran into a family with an 18-year-old daughter who was voting for the first time, and they were very excited. A lot of woohoos coming from that family this morning.
CPR's Natalia Navarro. More than 2.8 million Coloradans had already returned their ballots as of this morning. Voter turnout in the state could break a record today. We have live Election Day updates at CPR.org, and special news coverage from NPR and CPR News starts this evening at 5. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.